January 23rd, 2011. I'm Allison Cleary, and with me is Tom Mullooly, president of Mullooly Asset. So, Tom, what are we looking at today?
The normal format that we follow with these podcasts is we take the syndicated column written by John Dorfman. He's a money manager in Boston, and he's also a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg.com. And we take his stock picks, and we throw them up on a point and figure chart. And sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but it'll give you a different look at how two different money managers approach their work. The whole approach with this is that we're not recommending these stocks that we're going to be talking about today. These are actually recommendations from John Dorfman. He's a value money manager. And what a value manager normally does is they look for beaten down stories. They look for stocks that have gone through some bad news or they haven't really been discovered yet. And most times value managers are willing to wait. They're very patient and they're willing to wait on their ideas for years. In fact, sometimes a holding period can be 8 to 10 years. There's also another approach that some value managers take is when there's really bad news and a stock gets absolutely destroyed, that's when a value manager will likely swoop in and start accumulating a stock. That's the complete opposite approach that we would take at Mullooly Asset. We use point and figure along with fundamental research to help us find ideas that work for our clients. And so most times we're more interested in finding stocks or ideas that are trading in positive trends and already moving up, where Dorfman and other value managers are really focusing on stocks that have broken their trend, they're trading under their resistance line. In many cases, they've given multiple sell signals. They just look like a terrible, terrible situation that we'd oftentimes avoid. So two completely different approaches to managing money. So with that in mind, it looks like we're going to be talking about real estate this week, Allison.
We are. Dorfman has laid out a couple of investments that he thinks are worthwhile. And each of these sells for no more than 15 times funds from operations. Maybe you could explain a little bit more what that is.
Funds from operations is, or FFO, is the industry term that they use for real estate investment trusts. Most times when value managers and a lot of money managers are looking at stocks, they'll look at a PE ratio, which is the price to earnings ratio. Since these real estate investment trusts don't technically have earnings, they have funds from operations. And in order to qualify for REIT status, that's Real Estate Investment Trust, a REIT, they have to distribute 90% of their funds from operations as a distribution to shareholders. It's not technically a dividend, but that's what it looks like to most investors. So as these real estate investment trusts have excess cash flow, they have to distribute most of this back to their shareholders. And so real estate investment trusts usually have some pretty juicy yields. And when real estate is moving in the right direction, you can not only get good cash flow from the distributions from funds from operations, but you can also usually do pretty well with some capital appreciation. But that hasn't really been the case the last couple of years for these things.
It hasn't, but we can take a look at the three that Dorfman recommends and see if they look like they have some potential.
Okay.
So the first one is Piedmont Office Realty.
Piedmont Office Realty Trust, the ticker symbol is PDM, Patrick David Mary. The stock is now trading at just around $20 a share. It's $19.84 today as we record this. This stock doesn't have much of a trading history. The company went public in February of last year around $15, and so it hasn't really done all that much. Got up to $21. It's bounced around, broke support last summer when most REITs did. Eventually, it got down back to its IPO price at $15 or $15.50, and since then, it's given now two buy signals. Stock's now, as I said, trading around $20. It has pulled back a little bit. This is an interesting one to watch. I think there are better ones out there. And you can certainly call the office, and I'd be happy to walk through some different ideas for this Piedmont Office Realty.
The next one is Commonwealth REIT.
Okay. Commonwealth REIT, the symbol is CWH, and a Commonwealth, the patterns that we're seeing here are very similar to what we saw in many of these real estate investment trusts after 2008. In 2007 and 2008, most of these markets started to melt, and they got very beaten down. Commonwealth was no exception. The stock got down to, in 2009, traded as low as $12. What's interesting to note is that the stock did not give a sell signal until June of 2009, and it gave that sell signal at 17.5. REITs are not a get-rich-quick idea. They don't move around like technology stocks. They're very slow and steady in most cases. But you look at the patterns on this, and this stock gave 5 different buy signals before it finally gave one sell signal. And since then, it's continued to work. In fact, last summer, as the market sold off, so did Commonwealth. Gave 3 successive sell signals, but in the big picture, these support lines really do help. And as the stock approached its support line in the summer of last year, in August, it got down to about $23. It rebounded pretty smartly. So this stock looks okay to buy. I think it's got a pretty decent yield. CWH, Commonwealth REIT, stock is now bouncing around $26 a share.
And what about Winthrop Realty Trust?
Okay, Winthrop Realty, the symbol is FUR, F-U-R. It's interesting that even though real estate as a sector is favored, there are winners and losers in the group. And this Winthrop Realty got really hammered in 2008. The stock had been trading at around $20. By early 2009, the stock was $6 a share. It's since rebounded, and it now trades at $12.50. But more importantly, when you look at the chart for Winthrop, the stock is now sitting at a triple bottom at 11.50. It's also now on the support line. And so if this pattern were to break and this stock were to trade at $11, there's the discipline that I follow with these point and figure charts tells me that if I were a shareholder here, if we had a triple bottom break, that's a significant event by itself. But when you get a triple bottom break combined with a support line break, that's usually the end of the story for me, and we would move on to something else to do. So this stock carries a fair amount of risk. There are plenty of other names in the real estate group that I think are worth taking a look at. And that's what we really want to stress to clients, that, you know, 80% of making money in the market depends on knowing whether the market's on offense or defense and knowing which sectors are working. Throwing a dart and buying, you know, the S&P 500 isn't really a game plan. And what we try and do is manage the risk for our clients. And so we want to make sure that when the market's on offense, we're putting money to work and we're putting them to work in the right sectors. At the present time, real estate is a favored sector. We just looked at an idea, this Winthrop Realty, that's not really working. We drill down and find the ideas in the sectors that are working for our clients. Technology happens to be working right now. Precious metals seems to be taking a little breather, but that's been a terrific place to invest over the last year. There's no debating that. And so what we really try and do is manage the risk for our clients. We're trying to find these sectors that are working and then drill down a little further and find the exact names that make the most sense for our clients. And so we encourage you, anytime you're about to make a buy or sell or any kind of transaction regarding your investments, speak with an investment advisor. If you don't have one, you can certainly call us and find us in New Jersey at area code 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.com. .net. That's mullooly.net. And I think that just about wraps up another week here.
That's it. That's all he wrote.
Okay, very good. We'll talk to everybody next week.